At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Please, the Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday and happy 4th of July Eve. Steve, I know you and I have both not visited a fireworks stand yet.
I realize this is like Christmas Eve when it comes to the 4th of July.
Well, great news. Someone did visit the fireworks stand at Boom City yesterday on your daughter Tatum's behalf.
Your dad did.
My dad did.
I had a feeling because he did it again.
He brought her the princess parachute that she got last year. Did it land on a roof last year?
It landed on our roof. Thankfully, we were able to get it because it landed like right at the edge of the roof. So I'm not a big ladder guy, but I was able to get that one. But dude, you have no idea. My daughter has talked about this thing so many times. And I was like, oh, man, we got to figure out how to get it because she loved it last year.
My dad went back to the same stand, talked with Rocky and Josh. They hooked him up, and he was so excited. He, texted me, are you home? Because I'm bringing by a present for Tatum. So he was very fired up.
It's really cool that he brought something for Tatum. However, I know Lily went home. Where is my emo princess parachute for Danny, Taryn?
It's sold out, man.
Totally sold out. Very popular.
All hands were on deck. We were all trying to find the emo fireworks, and for some reason, they're all not there.
I'm so pumped for Tatum, though. That thing looks so cool.
It's rad.
Plus, it saves me a trip to the fireworks.
Right? All the business has been handled. But you have to let us know where the princess ends up.
Oh, I'll be sure to get video like last year. Dude, it's so funny because I saw your dad at the Mariners game. We're just BSing. He goes, 4th of July is coming up. I'm like, yep. He goes, feel like Tatum might need another one of those princess fireworks. And I was like, I hope she does.
Yeah.
I was wondering. This is amazing. I might be more fired up than Tatum.
That's so awesome.
Please tell the National Treasure that he is the man.
You know that I will.
Yes.
Let's inform these rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law and it's National Fried Clam Day. So do what you will with that information. I don't know if you can Urban Dictionary that.
I do like my clam fried.
I bet you do.
I do.
Oddly enough, yesterday I went to a restaurant that I have not been in. I don't know why it made me think of it because it's seafood.
Sure.
I went somewhere I haven't been to in years. And it was on a whim, and I'm so glad that I went. Any guesses?
A seafood place?
Seafood place.
Ivers.
Ivers. Incorrect. Danny.
Dukes.
Dukes. No. Think a place that is was going bankrupt.
Oh!
Red Lobster!
Red freaking Lobster!
You went to Red Lobster?
Because I had wrestling training last night in Everett, and we had to fix the ring, so we didn't really get to do much. And then one of the guys was like, I really want to eat that, like, the seafood boil at Red Lobster. So then, like, as we're still doing stuff at the training facility, Red Lobster just keeps coming up. Finally, one of the guys was like, look, let's just leave and go to Red Lobster. Everyone's talking about it. And I was like, oh, I could get home early, or I can go to Red Lobster. And I did just that.
Did you get a cheddar biscuit?
We had lots of cheddar biscuits on the table. Those are so... They never change the taste.
I could eat
those.
That like popcorn.
I know. Those things are so freaking good. I mean, it's exactly the same as it was the last time I went, except the prices are a little bit more.
Did they have a picture of Flavor Flav on the wall?
No! But when you use the bathroom and you flush the toilet, it goes, Flavor Flav!
Oh, yes! No,
okay. Hey, how about yesterday, the Seattle Mariners?
Let's go.
Right! Julio Rodriguez, again, the roller coaster of emotions with Julio. One minute you're like, oh man, what the hell's going on with this guy? Next minute, like, he's driving in RBIs, helping the Mariners win the game. Also, Randy Arozarena continues to have a hot bat, another home run. So things are looking good going into the All-Star break. They beat the Royals yesterday 3-2. They're playing them again tonight. So let's hope that their winning ways continue.
I love that so much.
Also, and shout out to Cal Raleigh, been named to the All-Star. I mean, we all knew he was going to be at the All-Star game, but he's been named as the starting catcher for the All-Star game, which is happening next week.
Big Dumper's obviously like a household name here in this area, but I feel like on a national level, he is finally getting the recognition that he deserves. It's
kind of
so
fun.
Cool.
It's fun seeing that he's like the talk of the baseball world.
Totally. Also from the world of sports, the Seattle Storm are going to be unveiling a statue to honor Sue Bird. It'll be outside of Climate Pledge Arena on August 17th. This will be the first NBA team to do something like this, to honor a former player with a statue, which is very exciting.
How many statues are we going to have outside? Am I getting a statue next?
Right out front here, yes.
I live the block away from the Space Needle in the Seattle Center.
She had a 21-year career with the Storm. They're going to be doing this big press conference and a fan fest and the Forever Sue game. It's going to be really fun, and that's a big deal for her.
It's very cool. Yeah. I love that that's adding just more flavor and personality to that area.
Yes.
You know, I think the more statues, the better. If we just had like a whole block of statues, I don't know who's next, but let's just keep the statues going.
I like it.
Maybe Sean Kemp and all of his kids.
Oh, that would be great.
That'll take up an entire block. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 71 degrees today. It's going to be a nice, clear day. The DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Daily Mix Show.
Cal Raleigh is indeed the talk of the baseball world, and not just here in Seattle, but everywhere else. So what happens when the Big Dumper is on PMS?
Not that kind of PMS, though.
What does that even mean?
Or maybe.
We're going to tell you at 6:20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The legend of Big Dumper has certainly gone national. Everybody is talking about Cal Raleigh.
Absolutely.
That's our guy. And he was a guest on the Pat McAfee show recently. And of course, they had to chat about his awesome nickname. And it all relates to the size of his booty.
We have learned about you because it's the greatest nickname I've ever heard about in sports. Big Dumper. Now, we are told by Jet.
It is funny when I think about like how we're just kind of immune to it in a sense. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just used to it because it's been a couple of years of him being called Big Dumper. It was cute at first, but now it's just his nickname.
Yes.
And now it's funny to see the national level of all, like, the media people and all the baseball fans across the country being like, wait a second, there's a baseball player whose nickname is Big Dumper.
What does this mean?
We were told by Jet Passan that your mom maybe doesn't love Big Dumper, so we started saying Big Thumper a little bit, you know, because it's in the ballpark, but it's more so thumping a ball or doing that. Does your mom hate Big Dumper? How do you feel about Big Dumper, the nickname?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the one you write up, right? as far as nicknames go, but
I wish he would, like, refer to himself in the third person like Ricky Henderson used to, but only when he's speaking about being Big Dumper.
Yes.
Like, Big Dumper loves the nickname. Big Dumper's mom is okay with it.
No, my mom's learned. She's learned to love it, so she's all good with it. I think it's great.
Yeah, when he's getting that paycheck, I'm sure she's like, you can call my son whatever you want if you're giving him $10 million.
Everybody here in Seattle loves it, and more fans now, they're wearing Big Dumper jerseys than they are Raleigh jerseys, so it's become like a little fan favorite thing.
Okay, so
that was a crazy part. I think, Danny, you were saying how your girlfriend was looking for a Big Dumper jersey before it became, like, easily available at the team store.
Well, we saw it. Like, we literally saw it, and she was like, oh, I want it. Because she also has a Big Dumper. And she was like, that's been my nickname since I was forever. And she was like, that's amazing. And so I told her about Cal Raleigh, and she was like, oh, I want that. But it was kind of pricey. And she's like, oh,
you want a Big Dumper jersey, you got to pay big money for it.
She's like, I'll get it next game. Curse of the next game. And we go the next game, and completely sold out. And we were just like, she almost cried. She was like, I should have just bought it last
time. Well, I feel like now it's easier to get.
Maybe. We didn't see it last time we went. I went and looked. They had the shirts, but she wanted, like, the City Connect Big Dumper 29. And
on the back, yeah.
Could not find it.
Oh, man. That would be, you know, I'm not here to give free money out to other companies, but simply Seattle needs to make, remember, like, the Juicy sweatpants?
Oh, my gosh.
That said Juicy on the back? Make Mariner-colored sweatpants that say Big Dumper on the back?
I'd invest.
You're freaking printing money at this point.
Okay, so we can say Big Dumper and sleep soundly at night, not knowing we're not.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big f***ing Dumper.
Yes, I think that's how the Mariners announce him when he comes at the plate.
ladies
and gentlemen, now up for your Seattle Mariners.
Gentlemen, Big f***ing Dumper.
So he's going to be taking part in the Home Run Derby, part of the All-Star Game next week. And what's really cool is his dad, Todd, is going to be pitching to him during the competition. So this is Cal talking about that.
And his dad's name is Old Dumper.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I'm super excited to be doing it. You know, it's kind of one of those, like, dream come true kind of things. You know, as a kid, you always, you know, you find a fence somewhere and you pretend to play Home Run Derby with your buddies, and getting my dad to throw to me. I'm going to have my little brother. He's going to be behind the plate catching for me. He's 15, so.
Now he's got father and brother. Little Dumper.
Little Dumper.
Old Dumper. And Big Dumper. This is like a children's book waiting to be written.
I love it.
Is he a catcher as well? Your dad's a catcher, right? Former catcher? Is he a catcher?
Yeah, my dad was a catcher. My little brother, he's 15. He's a catcher right now. He's playing the whole travel ball thing, and so he's pretty jacked up about it too.
And he's got a huge dumper as well.
My question is this though, do we even know, like, did he inherit the Big Dumper from his dad's side or from mom's side? Maybe mom's got a Big Dumper too.
Oh man, we gotta get them all out on the field.
Yeah,
that'd be funny if their picture is not their front, it's just all their butts. That'd be funny. Did either of you ever play wiffle ball?
Of course.
Danny's like, no, of course not.
I never played sports, period, Steve.
Yeah, we need to do that at some point. We should play all, like, the new sports with Danny so he can
just make him feel terrible about himself.
Oh, no, I was thinking that way he could speak, you know, in experience, be like, oh, yeah, I used to play wiffle ball, too. And like, oh, what, when you were, like, 6'7"? He's like, no, when I was 36. But we used to do that all the time when we play wiffle ball, like, the neighbor's house across the street, like, from my driveway. We would do home run derbies.
Yeah.
And of course, but the neighbor that was across the street hated that we played wiffle ball and hated that our wiffle balls would land in their front lawn, and because, you know, it would go over a fence.
That's the home run line, obviously.
Right. It was always and their fence had, like, bushes, so we would pretend that it was like Wrigley Field because it was, like, all green and stuff. But yeah, we would do that all the time.
That's so much fun.
Home run derbies were always a blast.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I'd do a home run derby with you guys.
Oh, would you?
I would. Yeah. It is so satisfying hitting a wiffle ball.
Yes. Were you a thin yellow bat wiffle ball person or the big ass red bat?
Oh, I like the big one. Yeah. I like the big one.
The big jumper bat?
Yes, that's the one.
We like the yellow one because we would cut the top off, stuff it with newspaper, duct tape it back up, and that was like our version of corking the bat.
Oh my God. You know, you got to go to extremes.
I did love that I saw on the YouTube clip that shared the Pat McAfee show, and everyone's just talking about, I love that Big Dumper's being talked about on the national level, this, then the other thing. Of course, there's always that one negative Nancy.
Oh, let's hear it.
The person wrote, bro went 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts after this interview. Way to go, Pat.
God, shut up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Ozzy Osbourne is set to play his final show tomorrow, sorry, not tomorrow, Saturday in Birmingham with a Black Sabbath reunion. And if you are a big Ozzy fan, we would love for you to call in right now. You're probably still in town because it's way too expensive to travel there. So if you're a huge fan of Black Sabbath, Ozzy, and you're not going to the show, call 206-803-ROCK and we will take your calls after Foo Fighters. Ozzy Osbourne is performing for the final time. It is the Back to the Beginning show with Black Sabbath and a bunch of other bands. Over the years, though, Ozzy has just collected crazy stories. Yes. And some of them seem almost completely unbelievable, but a lot of them are very much true. So we want to put the Ozzy fans who are listening to this show to the test. We're going to share a crazy story about Ozzy, and you have to decide if Ozzy did it or not. We're going to play Did Ozzy Do That? Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's start with Greg in Bremerton. Greg. Hello?
Greg.
Hello?
The first thing we hear from you is the F word in true Ozzy spirit.
Oh, no, man. I have people asleep. Are you talking to me?
That was so Ozzy of you.
Don't do it again.
But yeah, please don't keep the spirit going.
I hope you're not talking to me on the air.
We are. All right, Greg, we're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
Greg, we can move on to the next caller if it's going to be this difficult.
Oh, Steve, I am ready to go to Tracyton.
Oh, yeah.
Right
we'll
on.
See
well,
you at the men's room party.
Let's stay on
he
target.
He told me a signed T-shirt. I looked at it yesterday online, and I'm like, I want that T-shirt.
Awesome. How about we play the game there, Greg?
My wife says I can body slam you.
All right, let's move on to Taylor.
Taylor in Monroe.
How many cues can we give you to say, hey, let's stay on track? That's awesome that your wife says you can body slam me. We'll do that next time. But right now, let's play a freaking game.
Good morning, Taylor from Monroe. We're going to play Did Ozzy Do That?
All right, Taylor, are you ready? Back in 1982, thinking it was a rubber toy, Ozzy bit into a bat thrown on stage in Des Moines, Iowa, and had to get rabies shots. Did Ozzy do that?
Yes, he did.
You are correct. That was the easy one.
That's a good one.
All right, let's go with another one. He once snorted a line of ants on tour with Motley Crue. Did Ozzy do that?
Yes, he did.
Bam, you're crushing it, Taylor. Thanks for the call, man. You rock.
Todd from Tacoma, we're going to play the game with you. Did Ozzy do that? Are you ready?
Ready.
He once tried to legally change his name to Dr. Bat Freak.
Did not.
You are right.
Wow. Look at these guys are crushing it this
People
morning
know
so far.
They're freaking Ozzy, Taryn. Except for Greg.
All right, here's another one. Todd, in 1982... Ozzy dressed as his dressed in his wife Sharon's dress because she hid his clothes, and then he drunkenly relieved himself on a sacred monument and was banned from San Antonio for urinating on the Alamo. Did that happen?
It did.
Crushing it.
Nice work, Todd. All right, we've got one more. It's Doug from Everett. What's up, Doug? Are you ready to play? Did Ozzy do that?
All right.
I am.
Ozzy Osbourne once shaved off his eyebrows mid-interview on MTV. Did Ozzy do that?
I'm going to say false.
Oh, we finally got someone getting one wrong. He actually did do that.
I had not heard that story. Honestly, and I don't remember it.
Until I went down this road of Ozzy facts and stuff, I was like, he did not do that. He's out of his freaking mind.
I can't believe they grew back.
Right? Like, it's already, Ozzy's a little off, like, off-putting as it is. Then you shave his eyebrows off? Extra creepy. All right, how about one more for you? He accidentally fired all of his roadies mid-tour after thinking they stole his socks.
I'd have to say yes on that one.
You are correct. He was convinced someone was stealing his socks, so he fired the entire crew.
No.
Sharon Osbourne had to step in and rehire all of them the next day because she's like, Ozzy, they're not stealing your socks.
And also, who's going to do your work for you now, sir? You can't be a one-man show.
You going to put those lights up, Ozzy?
Hell no.
You shaved your eyebrows on MTV. We can't have this. Well, I can't wait for the show on Saturday.
It's going to be so much fun. There's the global live stream happening, and so many bands are going to be paying tribute. It's just, I'm very jealous. We have a lot of friends with boots on the ground over there, and it's going to be so rad.
Every day I have a different friend posting on social media how they're getting on a plane to go, and I'm like, I cannot believe that. Like, it would be awesome to go, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But that's like a pretty penny. Ryan Castle, I have a couple of other buds, a couple of bands. I met some dude at the last SOS Pro Wrestling show. He's like, hey, I'm taking my kid. Who's like, you know, like 10 or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, that's going to be, he's like, I'm going to be broke for like the next year and a half, but who cares? This is worth it.
Extreme FOMO over here.
Absolutely.
The Daily Mix Show.
Would you like to try and beat Steve Miggs this morning? He has a record of 219 wins, 67 losses, and 54 ties in 2025. Call up now, 206-803-ROCK, if you think you can beat Miggs at 650.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.